We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we have talked politics. We've talked nobody turning out to vote. We're going to spend the last half of the show today talking about good news, talking about good things. We're going to talk about a group of Heinz fellows who were assigned to Pittsburgh Weill Elementary School, and it turns out they are making the difference in the lives of the kids there. Joining me right now, Mark Brentley Jr., Kayla Edwards Scott, and Victoria Blyway. Welcome to all three of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't hear them. They're there though, right?
We are here. Thank
okay.
you very much.
All right. Just wanted to check. So, Mark, let me start with you. I mean, basically what you guys did was you identified there was a need in the school. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. Well, in 2017, I spoke with my teacher liaison, and we talked about various issues and challenges within the school. And she came up with the idea. She said, hey, we can use some washer and dryers. Well, from the washer and dryers, I took that and got a donation of washer and dryers, and I kind of put a concept and idea together to create the Wild's Closet, which is donations from the preschool age all the way up to fifth grade. And you're talking about from clothing, socks, shoes, hygiene products to snacks. And these are just basic needs that a student would need every day in school to basically just to keep them engaged in learning, to make a successful environment for them inside the classroom.
And Kayla, let me ask you this. I mean, when we talk about basic needs, sometimes we overlook the fact that if you don't have basic needs, you can't focus, you can't do your work because you're distracted mentally.
Absolutely. I think sometimes when we think about education as a whole, we overlook the challenges that students may face when we think about basic resources, just like you said. And so Wild's Closet has definitely been something that has stepped up and stepped in where there's a need here, essentially for students who may throughout the day spill things on themselves, students who may have clothing that has gotten dirty, and it keeps them distracted during the school day. And so Wild's Closet is a space where they know they can come, get clean clothing, hygiene products if necessary. And those things have really created a difference in the way children learn here at Pittsburgh Weill.
So, Victoria Blyway, tell me how it works. Where is Wild's Closet set up in the school? And do the students have the opportunity to come in and shop, so to speak?
So the closet's set up in the back of a classroom, and teachers bring students up whenever they need anything. They know that they can go to any staff member in the school, and they come back and pick whatever they need from the closet, and then they can take it with them. In the future, we're hoping to have lockers on each floor for easier access to basic needs so that the kids can just come out with a teacher, grab what they need, go to the bathroom, change, and then go back straight back to class to reduce the time that they're missing class.
And Mark, I'm guessing that part of having a need, whatever that need is, also includes the stigma of needing something. So does Wild's Closet help eliminate that as well? I mean, because kids can be rough.
Yes. Yes. Well, it does help eliminate a lot of things. You know, one, like you said, we're keeping our students inside the classroom, keeping them engaged. And also, we're increasing the attendance. You know, so students want to come to school, want to be productive inside of the classroom and things. So it is increasing the need. It's also giving teachers a tool to put in their toolbox because teachers are on board. They have bought in. It's basically giving them tools to basically effectively teach our students.
Kayla, I saw a news story one time. I reference this all the time where a teacher had said to the class, I want you to answer this question on a piece of paper, things I wish my teacher knew about me. It sounds like some of the things that you guys are addressing through Wild's Closet are those very things, that things that kids wish that teachers did know about them?
Absolutely. I think a core part of WOW's Closet is the relationship building piece. Students are well aware that they have adults in the building who care so much about them that they would develop a space like this for them, and are comfortable enough that when they're in need or in a position where they may need something from WOW's Closet, I'll say that, they know that there's an adult in the building who cares for them in that way and knows them well enough to address that need. And so I think really the intersection of the relationships that the teachers and staff here at WOW have with the students, as well as what the Heinz Fellows have brought in with the Closet, is something that has really transformed the culture of the building.
And Victoria Blyway, I'm going to let you handle this last question. Okay, you've had a lot of support. You've gotten community support, corporate support. Do you need more help?
Oh, we always need more help. It's a rotating door of things coming in and out of the Closet. Since November, we've passed out approximately 550 pieces of clothing. So we always are looking for donations, people to come into the school and help us organize things. It's a process. We have racks and racks and bags of clothes. We have to wash them, fold them, put them away. So we always need help both in and out of the school.
And how should folks get more information or get in touch with you?
Yes, well, you can. My email is mab 571 at pitt.edu. I can take any type of emails and set up donations and pickups or deliveries and things along those lines.
Mab 571 at pitt.edu.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
awesome.
Ma'am.
Awesome. Hey, guys, it sounds like a great program. Hats off to you for identifying the need, not only identifying the need, but helping to fix the need. So we appreciate you indeed. Good job.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.